number 6 PR 2021-006236, minor plat application number 2025-00049, a minor preliminary and final plat request, CSI Cartesian Surveys, Ryan Mulhall, agent for Titan Journal Center Land LLC, request the aforementioned actions for all or portion of lot tract A3A, A3B, Legacy at Journal Center, zoned NRBPL, located at 5161 Lang Avenue, near the southwest corner of Paseo del Norte and I-25 Frontage Road. Subject property contains approximately 2.971 acres in area. Ms. Palmer, will you be presenting this matter as well?
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you so much. Don't need your mailing address or your name at this point, but I do need to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead. Tell us about your proposal, please.
Yes, we have plans here to realign the lot line between two existing tracks. Let's see here. I believe that's all. Yeah. Sorry, just trying to make sure I'm not missing anything, but I believe it's just a lot line adjustment.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's how it's advertised and what I'm seeing over here on my end. Appreciate the clarification. Let me ask at this point if there are any members of the public who wish to provide testimony on item number 6, PR 2021-006236. If so, please raise your hand. I'm not seeing anyone. Last call for any member of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number 6. All right, Ms. Palmer, sit tight. Let me hear from our city staff members, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Thank you.
Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are Water Authority comments, please?
Yeah, David, Water Authority, we have no objection on this one. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Mr. Rodenbeck, Parks and Rec will be next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Do. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
One moment, sorry. I have it pulled up. Getting it here. Okay. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks has no objections to the requested action.
Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Chen, let's do hydrology next. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Okay. All comments have been addressed. We have no objections. For future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit. Also, a traffic scoping form will need to be turned in to determine if TIS is required.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Boylan, let's go to you for Parks and Rec. Sir, code enforcement, I apologize. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Code enforcement has no comments or objections on this.
All right. Mr. Ibata, am I correct that you'll provide planning comments?
That is correct.
All right. Thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. On this one, Mr. Hearing Officer, we just have the standard comments for conditions. The first one being that prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGES office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be submitted. The date of the BHO approval shall be recorded on the plat. The application number must be added to the plat. And on the plat, the old track number for tract A3A is still depicted. Staff believe that it's intended to be tract A3A1. The old track number must be recorded on the plat. And also, the language on easement note number 11 must be corrected to note that the new track number A3A1 and A3B1. On that one, I'll be putting those on the chat. That's it on the comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ibata. Appreciate that.
Sure.
Ms. Palmer, we'll go back to you. Any questions of our DFT staff members or any closing comments?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. All right, as it relates to item number six, PR 2021-006236, minor plat application number 2025-00049, I'm going to approve the proposal because it meets the requirements of the IDO, the DPN, and other adopted city regulations. This approval is based on the following conditions. First, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Aegis office must receive the approved DFX file, and proof of approval must be provided. Next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. Next, the application number must be added to the plat. Next, on the plat, the old tract number for tract A3A is still depicted, and staff believes that it's intended to be tract A3A1. The old tract number must be corrected on the plat. And then finally, the language for easement note number 11 needs to be corrected to note the new tract numbers A3A1 and A3B1. Ms. Palmer, thank you for your testimony and participation on this matter. We'll have a notice of decision out to you shortly.
Thank you.